Happiness is enjoying the little things in life. Our lives are as varied and unique as we are, yet the one common thing that unites all of us is the desire to be happy. Throughout my lifetime, the amount of money and possessions I've had has fluctuated dramatically. But living minimally since 2008 has taught me that joy is not found in material objects. My happiness is independent of the number of possessions that I have. In fact, the more I looked for things outside of myself to bring me joy, the further I moved away from achieving it. Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. What I focus on grows. My thoughts are the seeds that grow and become the landscape of my life. Thoughts influence my actions, and my actions shape my reality. The mind is a lot like a garden, filled with beautiful flowers of joy. But if I neglect the flowers, they disappear, and weeds of negativity grow in their place. Mindfully nurturing positive thoughts is a practice. The journaling prompts in my happiness journal improve my mental wellness and help me create the life I want. Each day, I intentionally shine the light on the little things that bring me joy and identify the things that I can let go of that no longer serve me, which can prevent me from living a peaceful life. My happiness is up to me. Being mindful of my thoughts plays a big part in the quality of my life. Life is fully lived when I pause and appreciate the details of its beauty. I love history. It's a reminder that time is finite and life is precious. This medieval church was built over 700 years ago by people much like myself. They had families, responsibilities, and dreams. I'm in awe of the craftsmanship, how each stone was hand-carved, how glass was made and set into these enormous windows, and the metal was forged to build a door that still stands the test of time. Valuing each moment, whether it's a bustling city below or the nature that is surrounding me, the moments are strung together, making up the thread of my life. Kindness, generosity, friendship, and love cannot be purchased in a store. My deepest joy comes from loving and being loved. I'm fortunate to share my life with a partner whom I cherish. My husband and I are not strangers to financial struggles. It's been during these times, though, that we grew closer together. When we lost our home during the 2008 recession, it was clear that my love for my husband was not determined by what we owned or where we lived. I looked into my husband's eyes and said, "I will love you in a van down by the river. With that simple sentence, he knew that my love for him was so much deeper than any material object, and I valued it more than any amount of money. I've repeated those same simple words whenever there have been financial worries in our lives. True happiness can be found in the simplest of things. While walking in the Spanish countryside, I came across chestnut trees. Chestnuts always remind me that winter is around the corner, so I gathered the chestnuts that had fallen and brought them home with me. Roasting chestnuts only takes a few simple steps, actually. And the nutty smell that fills the home reminds me of Christmas, fall, and it's comforting. There is something so satisfying about foraging and roasting my own delicious treat. Joy doesn't need to cost a dime. Happiness is found in plain sight, hidden within the simplest everyday things. I really appreciate you joining me today. Have a beautiful day, my friends.